de pijler gaat, hoor je het hier bij Razo, het officiële radiostation van Amsterdam Zuidoost.
Voor Amsterdam en omgeving, dit is Radio Zuidoost.
This is Razo Summer Radio. This is Razo Summer Radio. In our hometown, Radio Razo wears the crown. Radio Razo for everyone, everywhere, every time.
Luister elke dag naar Razo. Op de 105.2 in de ether en de 103.8 kabel. Razo.
24 uur per dag, 7 dagen in de week. De 105.2 FM ether, de 103.8 kabel. Het is jouw eigen radiostation, het is Razo Radio.
Out in the street, Razo sounds so sweet.
Radio Razo. 105.3.
Ja, ladies and gentlemen.
103.8 kabel. Internet. Razo Amsterdam. Razo. Radio. Radio. Radio.
Yes, people, greetings, love and unity. This is Razo Radio, live and direct, the Mystic, your presenter. I hope you're feeling a good vibration. Yes, this is Thursday, the 12th of August, 2021, people. And the time is 14:07, Razo time. I hope you're feeling a good energy and a positive vibration for joining me through this program. How are we going to go till 6 o'clock so people are going to feel a vibe? Yes, of course, hey, it's the Africa Vibe Show. No feel, no way, you know. And this is Razo Radio, live and direct, the Mystic there, so people, so now, hold a vibe. Yes, of course, me there, so people, you know, sure, you can give a call and just speak your mind. Razo Radio live and direct.
And I pray to my God, make He give me long life. With long life, I know save my life to better. And I pray to my God, make He give me long life. With a long life, I know save my life to better.
Yes, of course, you can give me a call. It's 0207371619. Razo Radio, live and direct. You know, feel so you can just speak your mind. And we shall also bring healing through the radio waves to bring positive vibration and a good energy. Hola, 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 if you're listening from Spain. Dobre, dobre, dobre. If you did it down there in Poland and in, you know, Yugoslavia, Slovenia, all them places that you know, see, we all say, dobre, dobre. If you're from Germany, if it gets there, good. You know, see, when you're there in France, they say, ça va, comment ça va bien? And if you are from the West African coast, nangen def, nakamboka, nakaligebi, nakahalei. because the world of language and if you speak in Mandinga, Abenyadi, Sukonongkole, Dimbayale. And if you're Fula, Njarama, Ankadi Njarama, Njarama, this one especially going to the Fula crew them in Holland. Wow, Chen Langa de Fwai. Of course, if you're speaking Jola and you're there in the West African region, in the Casamance region, or in Gambia or Senegal, people do not know the vibe. Abuke Kasumai, 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 Kep. Wanu lobe njeo me kep de njeo me tirazo radio fano jantino ra jak jati de dembo obenu la koe cha fama ya kankang man multiple lingua and if you're from the Serere yes nafio nafio tambina. If you're from Gambia, you speak in Manjago, Butakala, Bulong, Tendimbilik, Tendimbilik, Tendimbilik. And if you're not Creole, they talk and you're not Sabia, you can do it. If you're not Salon, you do. If you're not Gambia, you do. Anywhere you do, I say, Nami, Daddy Mystic, Nami there. So I tell you now all how to do. I want to do how the body, how them picking. Hey, Papa. Hey, Mama. Make we all answer. Yes, of course, we're going to concentrate a little bit more about culture, you know, feel and culture, especially in the regions. You know, see, we're about culture in Africa, the African culture and the traditions, because there's a lot of children, them, who are here from mixed blood, and most of the things them don't know yet, you know, see. So we have to, like, teach our youths, them, what is their cultural vibration, what they, you know, what they will come across in life when they travel the whole wide world. I mean, you know, just give them the boost. The boost, I mean, you know, the common sense. Give them the common sense. Give them the knowledge. You know, see, so they could have the boost for life. Hey, groetjes dames en heren, natuurlijk uit Nederland zijn wij ook hier. Iedereen die meeluistert, nou ja, jullie mogen me bellen. Het is 020-737-1619. En if you speak in Ghanaian, I want to tell you, say, etisei, etisei, eyepa. Multiple lingua, this is Precy Ama. Them vibes, y'all, full of energy. Greetings, love and I need you. This is Razo Radio, live and direct, people. We there, so Razo Radio, Groene Veen. Yes, people, of course, don't forget, you can give a call. It's 020-737-1619. You know, see, so we can interact with the radio waves to bring healing to the whole wide world.
What is that? You know, we don't make I give you something.
Brenda Fassi, Bulindie Liela. So now, you feel it. It's a vibe, you know, see, it's happening live and direct in Razo Radio. Let me stick your presenter, a whole vibe. Yes, I am. Yes, we're going to give you some few African wisdom narrated by a 93-year-old man. So let us listen about African wisdom. Like I said, we're going to focus a lot about Africa in this time, so we can bring a lot of information about Africa, the continent itself.
That's wonderful.
Appreciate it.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And we've seen some of the work that you've been doing over these years, and it seems to me that the first thing we should ask you is, how do you remain so consistent? Because it seems that so many people do their best work at some period, and then what they end up doing is simply trying to relive that work instead of doing more work.
Well, first I want to say something to the ladies in the audience. I want you ladies to understand that African women, and you're the genetic reproductions of our mother, were considered the most beautiful women on the planet for thousands of years by all of the civilized people of the world. The Greeks thought so much of your beauty that they named two star constellations after you, Andromeda and Cassiopeia. The two most beautiful star constellations that are in the heavens. They say that they have all of the beauty of the setting sun, hair which is alive, and a figure incomparable even today. So I don't want you to think that just because you went through 400 years of horror where they were saying you were ugly, that you believe that, because you're the most beautiful people, because you are imitated by everybody. So I want to say that before we get on to the discussion.
That's right. Incredible.
In answer to your question,
yes.
And you thought that's because I'm old, I forgot the question.
His memory's better than mine.
It's an ongoing process.
Right.
One thing led to the other.
Uh-huh.
And so when I did the video called The Songhai Princess, I was really testing whether or not drama really worked, because I had found out that drama is the only thing that changes attitude, and attitude changes behavior.
Right.
So in 1990, I created a little video, almost animated, about a little Songhai princess that was kidnapped by the Wicked Witch of the Mountain. And she was rescued by her lover, who was a medical student at Sankore University. Now, but all during the film, they saw the beautiful homes our mothers and fathers lived in West Africa. They saw the beautiful buildings, the universities. So all of this was subliminal. The impact on children was so great that I said, we've got to do a major motion picture. And that's what we are doing now. We're producing a major motion picture called Whispers of the Medallion. So it's an ongoing process. That's the reason.
That's right. So many people get sidetracked. It seems like you don't get sidetracked, though. You're focused on...
Well, there's a reason for that. And the reason is called a territorial imperative. I hate to ask this question because it's embarrassing. How many of you who are African Americans, how many of you know the African city and country from which your ancestors were born? Except my daughter.
Not one hand went up.
Mm-mm. I asked this question of 500 whites. How many of you know the city and country? I was teaching at a university, a white university, just outside Philadelphia. Every hand went up. They knew not only the country from which they came, not only the city, but the borough.
Wow.
From which the ancestors are. Now, how come they know and none of you know? Here's the reason. And here's the reason why I am different. The reason is that these South Carolina and North Carolina plantation owners went to Germany to find out how they could control our fathers and mothers on the plantation, because they were getting out of hand. They were burning the houses down. They were killing white folks. They were doing everything negative about being in captivity. They were never slaves. They were prisoners of war, the War of 1591. So what happened was they sought the advice of an expert in Songhai history. Now, his name was Johann Blumenbach. And he was the head of the Department of History at the University of Göttingen in Germany. How many of you know this? I know you was taught this in college and everything, all you college folks. Well, when they sought his advice,
right.
They said, Do they know that they're the Songhai people? So the plantation owners who traveled over there to seek his advice said, well, of course they know that they come from the great Songhai Empire. Well, that's your problem. You can't let them know that they came from greatness, from grandeur, from beauty, from sophistication. You'll never be able to control them. So the plantation owner said, well, how can we prevent it? I mean, the mothers and the fathers would tell the children, say, you came from Timbuktu and you came from the city of Jane, and that's where we were born. And then the Europeans came over and invaded us in 1591 and marched us to the seas, to the waiting ship. So, man, you can't allow them to learn, teach that to their children. They said, well, how are you going to stop it? Here's how you do it. Here's why you don't know where you're from. Blumenbach said, what you do, as soon as a boatload arrives, take the babies out the mama's arms, send the parents to a distant plantation and work them to death, and raise the children to believe they came from a jungle. They won't know the difference.
That's right.
How would they know?
That's right.
Their parents are gone. Yeah, now, here's the difference between me and you. When they captured my grandmother, I'm not going through, you heard the beginning of the story. My grandfather was a lawyer and a sculptor in Benin City, Nigeria. And the English kept on coming over, stealing his sculpture.
Wow.
Some of his sculpture ended up at the Art Museum in West Philadelphia, where they came to show it off, because it was world-class sculpture.
So you have you been able to see this sculpture?
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got some in the book.
Incredible.
But anyhow, what happened was, his wife hassled him and said, don't fight the English when they come over, just let them have the sculpture. I'm pregnant, and they'll kill you. Then I'll be a widow, and they'll put me on board ship and take me over there where they're taking all the rest of those prisoners of war. But my grandfather, whose name was Mwale.
Mwale.
Said, I'm fighting them. I'm not going to let them steal my sculpture anymore. And he gathered some of his fellow sculptors, and they fought the English when they came over to steal. They were always stealing some. And they killed him, killed my grandfather, and put his wife, his pregnant wife, my great-great-great-grandmother, on board the ship. And the ship was named Jesus, by the way. That's deep. I've been angry ever since. Well, a Jesus, not a Jesus, but and on the way over, the baby was born.
Wow.
All right? Name of Diane. She named Diane. Now, it was bound for South Carolina. How many of your ancestors came from South Carolina? Raise your hand.
Oh, boy.
A whole bunch of folks. They were bound for South Carolina. But in 1808, this was 1813, in 1808, a law was passed by Congress forbidding more importations of the Songhai people. We're
That's
the
right.
Songhai people.
Right.
See, Blumenbach said, don't allow them to even learn that
That's
they
right.
came from the Songhai
That's
Empire.
Right. We're going to try to breed them here on this continent
That's
rather
right.
than continuing
That's right.
the and cultural that, memory.
They don't even let them learn the name Songhai. Because then they'll start investigating. Then take away their ability to read and write. Pass laws against them learning to read and write. Then they can't learn anything about the Songhai Empire. They passed the law. 200 years of law not allowing blacks to learn to read and write. Well, anyhow, in 1808, this law was passed forbidding any more importations of Songhai people. Now, nobody paid any attention to that law at all except one little group called abolitionists. Now, the abolitionists put their money together and they bought a ship. And they patrolled the seas looking for prisoner of war ships, what you all were trained to say, slave ships. They were not slave ships. They were prisoner of war ships.
Very important.
Were coming, very important distinction.
That's right.
And when we teach our children, they were never slaves.
That's
they
right.
were children, descendants of prisoners of war.
Mm-hmm.
Like McLean. He
That's
was
right.
a prisoner of war.
That's right.
He wasn't a slave.
That's right.
He got captured by the enemy.
That's right.
On the way, this abolitionist ship captured the ship that my great-great-grandmother was on. So instead of this baby being taken from my arms in South Carolina, the ship was towed to Trenton, New Jersey. And of course, Nzinga, who was the baby's mother, my great-great-great-grandmother, taught the baby that her father was a world-class sculptor, that her father was a lawyer, that he went to world-class universities. So I
was trained from babyhood, you know, that we've got to right this wrong.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I was, no, it's your job, because you were spared by just an act of God, an act of the ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To not let the baby being taken from Nzinga's arms, and the baby grew up, and she had a child. Her name is Mary Diane Thomas, and she was my great-grandmother, and she helped raise me.
Wow.
So she told me the story when I was a kid, you see. So that's how I know where we're from.
Wow.
Yes, greetings, love and energy. This is Razo Radio, live and director, Mystic, your presenter. Yes, that was an episode explaining about the African greatness, how Africa was before. That was Mariam Keba. People on the field, the vibes is live and direct. This is Razo Radio, the Mystic, your presenter. I hope you're feeling a good vibration and a positive energy to join me through this program. Yes, people, I'll be here till 6 o'clock. Yes, I am.
Whichever, near the cities of South Africa. where all the black South Africans live. The children shout from the streets as they see police cars coming to raid their homes for one thing or another. They say, "Khawuleza mama," which simply means, "Hurry mama, please, please don't let them catch you."
Keba people called Laser. We're gonna get some, get you this one again. This is called Pata Pata. people. That was Miriam Akeba. Well, them vibe, you're nice, you know, see. Greetings to all of you there. This is Razo Radio, live and direct. Let me stick your presenter.
That comes from Tanzania. Malaika.
Shindana.